This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden says the United States and allies are taking another step to punish Vladimir Putin for Russia's Ukraine invasion. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president says they're stripping Moscow of most favored nation trade status, which will let the U.S. and other countries slap higher tariffs on some Russian imports.
The free world is coming together to confront Putin.
It comes days after the president announced plans to ban Russian oil and gas imports, the latest step aimed at squeezing Putin's government.
The totality of our sanctions and export controls is crushing Russian economy.
He's also announced a ban on Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamond imports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma reports the purpose of the latest move by a 40-mile-long line of vehicles, tanks, and artillery is unclear, though Russia is widely expected eventually to try to encircle the capital.
Britain's Ministry of Defense says that after making limited progress, Russian forces were trying to reset and reposture their troops, gearing up for operations against Kiev. But Nick Reynolds, a land warfare analyst at the Royal United Services Institute, tells the AP the move in part looks like an attempt by the troops to better protect themselves by dispersing. He says it may indicate the Russians are not ready to surround the city quickly. But Reynolds adds, it's ugly already, and it's going to get worse.
European leaders said on Friday they will continue applying pressure on Russia by devising a new set of massive sanctions to punish Moscow for its invasion of Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. As civilian deaths in